Governor Hickenlooper made a big to-do, I want to say it was in 2015. He called it Colorado the Beautiful. And the vision for that was he wanted, within a generation, every Coloradan to live within 10 minutes of a trail, a park, a dedicated green space. And later in 2016, he identified his kind of top priority 16 trails in the state. I think he literally called it 16 for 16 in that year. And it subsequently became known as just the Colorado 16. And this proposed trail made that list. The reason that's noteworthy, other than PR purposes, is it also meant a $100,000 grant that the Picken County commissioners then matched twice. So there's a $300,000 kind of treasure chest to fund this, but nobody wants to go too quickly. When I was interviewing Terry Tenenbaum, the director of Picken County Open Spaces and Trails Programs, it was one of those interviews that, you know, you've got all these questions and you think you're going to get the scoop on something, and then it's a lot of, well, it depends, right? And it depends applied to so many arenas. You know, is the trail going to be open year round? Well, it depends on wildlife concerns. Is the trail going to be hard surface or soft surface? Well, it depends on what the public wants. Is the trail going to be in alignment with, you know, the highway corridor? Is it going to go east of the river? Well, again, it depends on what the public wants and wildlife concerns. Particularly, there's a lot of bighorn sheep and elk migratory patterns through there that they're very aware of. So, you know, they're really saying, okay, we've got a draft, but it is very much a draft. Emphasis on draft. And there's a lot of implications there, right? There's economic implications. There's recreational implications. There are those wildlife concerns. So this is a big deal. I mean, we're talking about more than 80 miles of trail.
And in addition to these meetings, the next one would be 6 p.m. May 16th at the Carbondale Town Hall. Then at 5:30 on May 21st at Picken County Library. There's also an online component, right? People can look at the whole draft and submit their comments online.
Yes, and that is very accessible. For the purposes of word count, I condensed the URL to simply tinyurl.com/Crystal with a capital C, Valley with a capital V, and Trail with a capital T. But if you go to the Picken County Open Space and Trails page, it is not difficult to find. At the very top banner, right center, you can click Carbondale to Crested Butte Trail. And I want to say it was a 268-page draft. So it is very, very detailed with, you know, historical context. They've broken down parcel by parcel because there are so many municipalities involved in this. It's still very much in the making, but they want to make sure that everybody impacted has the opportunity to have their voice heard in that making.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.